The Lord bless you with His sweet, sweet presence and His peace. It's Sunday, April 19th, 2015 at 2:54 a.m. I'm just a little bit early tonight. I'm trying to get my schedule back a little bit. Get some sunlight in during the day. Well, tonight when I was with the Lord in worship, after quite a long time of worship and sweetness, just worshiping Him, I saw myself in my wedding gown, dancing with Him, in a very formal wedding gown, and He was in a formal attire also. Interesting, because this is the second night in a row that I've seen that, and it kind of gives me hope that the wedding supper of the Lamb might be soon. Well, I took a little nap after worship because I usually get very relaxed and it's like the glory just falls and it puts you in a state of rest, so to speak. And I went to lay down for a little nap and then I came back. And the Lord began speaking to me. My children are having a hard time recognizing where they have made compromises with the world. The world is so corrupt that consciences have never really been properly formed. As a result, there is still much they do not recognize as far as right from wrong. They sense certain things are not pleasing to me, but they don't know beyond a shadow of a doubt. You fall into this too sometimes, my love. You see, my thinking is so radically different from the world's. It is difficult to justify it in the eyes of men. But I am here to say, do your best. Do your best, and my spirit will do the rest. There will not be time on this earth to expose all the things that bring me grief. But after time in heaven, you will all understand more fully the sinful things that contaminate you. Until then, do your best. And I will help you. I understand your lack of understanding as to what things offend me, and for this reason I'm being more liberal with you and not requiring complete purity as I did in days of old. Yes, swimsuits still shame me. That is way too much flesh showing, but that's the norm for your culture. I remember when you would take your children to the swimming pool and insisted they cover their bodies with shorts and t-shirts. But just them being in the vicinity of others who were immodestly clad was shameful to me. I'm not condemning you, Claire. I'm explaining to you how different heaven's standards are and that I have made allowances because of your culture. But now we are coming down to the wire, and I wish for all my brides to be acutely aware of what is grievous to me. I want you all to practice chastity of eyes, mind, and body. Do not let your eyes wander. Do not look twice when you see something offensive to me. Do you understand? I live in you. I see what you see. Oh, please spare me the grief of having to see things of a carnal nature. Many of you have stumbled into sins of the flesh because of the immodest culture you live in. That was Satan's plan all along, and how successful he has been. But now, my brides, as you approach our wedding day, I beg of you, do not linger on things of the flesh, not entertainments, not pictures, it's not funny to me, it's sick. Not photographs, not songs or books. Anything like that is detestable to me. I took a moment here and I said, Lord, you know the enemy has unleashed filth like never before that just seeps into our minds before we recognize even what it is. And he continued, there's no condemnation if you recognize these things in your mind. It is when you dwell on them that you sully yourself. Again, blessed are the pure, for they shall see God. This is an important aspect of communicating with me. I wish for you to push those assaults out of your mind and remain pure. If you do not, they will begin to grow and evolve into something much more evil, and before you know it, you are compromised and beyond the boundaries of your self-control. Then it's too late, and you fall into sin. I'm telling you all this for your own good. Please, any hint of immorality, impurity, licentious conduct that is lacking moral restraint, and especially in sexual conduct, provocative clothing, shun these things like a leper. There is a price to pay for holiness, for closeness to me. You will receive more than your fair share of scorn and contempt from relatives when you refuse to watch certain things in the movies and TV. Turning your eyes away from filthy things brings an element of conviction to others around you, and they resent it. But you are bearing witness to God within you. You are rejecting moral impurity and setting a higher standard of behavior, which many will not go along with. And for those of you who have already fallen into uncleanness or fornication, I say, repent and make a resolution not to do it again. Call on me in that hour to strengthen you. Those who willingly give their eyes over to that are far more guilty than those of you who are weak and refuse every opportunity to look, but still find yourselves overpowered. I do not condemn you, but the demons do. They bring on the temptation and give you to think, oh, God will forgive me. And then when you fall, they pour on the condemnation and claim you as their own, bound for hell. You will find that those of you who are harsh and judgmental with others will have a harder time controlling yourself. You see, rather than rushing to your side, I allow you to fail, so you will have more compassion for your brothers and sisters. I am calling my children to mercy. Those who show mercy shall themselves be shown mercy. And those who are legalistic, demanding, and critical of others need to learn compassion and humility. And so I allow a degrading habit to bring them to their senses, so they will cease judging others. I do not give birth to these things, but I see the demons getting ready to jump on a soul. And if they've been harsh and critical of others, I do not come to their rescue. The more you downgrade others, the more you can expect to fall. Now, when a soul has had enough and cries out to me to help them, I remind them of their weakness, so they may indeed see themselves on the same level as everyone else. Not better, not smarter, not holier, not more capable, but wretched, just like the rest of humanity, needing redemption, needing compassion, needing mercy. And when I see that a proud, arrogant, judgmental soul is beginning to get it, then I step in and help them. Lord, I know I've had a weakness in the area of food, and it seems that whenever I've brought home some little thing that didn't meet with your approval, I would have remorse and you would give me a reading on humility. Yes, I humble the proud. I allow them to fall in many, many different ways, because pride was and is the original sin by Satan. Pride is the grandfather of sin, and more than any other sin, I hate pride. It breeds judgment and gossip, which destroys the life of my body, and it deprives it of my gifts. It destroys marriages and leaves children without guidance from both parents. It degrades the simple and takes the meaning of their lives from them. There's nothing more destructive than pride. It can be found behind all the other sins, greed and lust, and too many things to mention. So when I see a soul that wishes to know me on a deeper level, I immediately go to work to break that stronghold so that life may be restored to that soul and not so easily stolen. When there is pride, you are a city unguarded. How easy it is for the enemy to walk right in and despoil you of all your gifts. When you are a minister and you are in pride, not only do you fall, but all the others who have attended you, listened to you, believed in you, they fall as well. Satan lies in wait for ministers. He provokes them to judge. Then he despoils them. So for all of you, I'm telling you the secrets of holiness, the secrets of pleasing me and warning you of the snares that are set at your feet. Just after a victory, when you're feeling good, that is your most vulnerable time. Expect to be attacked. Expect to be provoked to judge others and place yourself above them. When you begin to feel this leaven creep up on you, immediately repent and beg for forgiveness and mercy on your soul. Usually when you feel it, it's too late. You've already been walking in it. But if you're very, very careful, you can prevent a fall. Mostly, I want you to notice the virtue in your brother and sister and accuse yourself that you lack that virtue. I want you to downgrade and humble yourself so you are beneath others in your own eyes. Wow, isn't that different from the world? Oof. This is the only safe haven for you, humility. And if you look closely enough, you will see so much virtue in others, you will not dare to point the finger at anyone. Rather, you will habitually recognize virtue in others, and that will keep your city secure and well guarded. So now perhaps you understand it, why you fall into degrading sin, why things fail for you. For I oppose the proud, but give grace to the humble. I love you all with the tenderness that only your Creator can have. I bless you now as you go forth with wisdom and courage to overcome yourselves and walk in my humility. For though I am God, I did not regard equality with God something to contend for, but I emptied myself, taking the form of a lowly servant, and came to you in the likeness of men, forsaking my privilege as your Creator. This is the character of my bride. So go now, my love, and do likewise.